I and played me this song by Jeffrey Lewis called The Complete History of Punk Rock on the Lower East Side, where basically this guy Jeffrey Lewis, he's like an anti-folk fella. I played one of his songs once on ham radio, but besides that one song, Anxiety Attack, I don't really know him that well. But this song, it's really cool. It's like a 10-minute song where he has little spoken word segments where he explains, basically in these quick little rhyming couplets, whatever the fuck you call them, sort of the progression of music starting from like the 50s all the way up through the 70s of how things kind of progressed into punk rock. And then he plays little acoustic snippets with his friends of each of these songs. And it's kind of cool, but it goes really fast. You know, he doesn't pause between words. He just did his motor mouthing his way through. And I thought it'd be cool to take this and slow it down. I figured I could, like, if I could find all these songs, which I eventually did, I could make this into a show. So I'm going to play this song, the Jeffrey Lewis song, and then I'm going to kind of do like my own cover version of it, where I'm going to read his spoken word parts in a slower, easier to digest cadence, and then play the actual songs that he's referencing. So like a super extended version of his History of Punk Rock song. Some of these songs are fucking weird and not necessarily good, but I just think this is kind of cool and interesting in general. So here is The Complete History of Punk Rock on the Lower East Side by Jeffrey Lewis, followed by the super long, slow, digestible version of the same.
And this is August 26th, 2004. We're going to try to go through this in one live take. The Complete History of the Development of Punk on New York's Lower East Side from 1950 to 1975. We start with Harry Smith in 1950, a beatnik weirdo living in New York City. His huge collections were insane, of Easter eggs and paper airplanes and rare records. He had about a million and 60. To change America through music was his hope, and to make some money because he was broke, he compiled a triple-decker collection of songs from his records, released as the Smithsonian Anthology of American Folk.
On a Monday morning, just about 9 o'clock, the great ship Titanic began to reel and rock. Husbands and wives, little children lost their lives. Wasn't it sad when that great ship went down?
Smith's plan began to work as foretold. This weird music began to take hold. It sparked an interest in these forms of life underground from the norms, and soon millions of folk records were being sold. By the early 60s, Dylan Bio's Phil Oaks were doing intellectualized copies of the old folks. Then one strange folk band downtown called the Holy Modal Rounders began to make it more anarchistic with weird voices and drug jokes.
Mom's out there switching in the kitchen, and dad's in the living room fussing and a bitching. I'm out here kicking the gong for euphoria, euphoria. When your mind starts reeling and walking, inside voices start squealing and squawking. Floating around on a belladonna cloud, singing euphoria.
In 64, that was. Then in 65, Lou Reed and John Cale in a Ludlow Street dive had a similar musical spin, also on acoustic guitar and violin, with even more New York Street drug jive.
Hey, white boy, what you doing uptown? Hey, white boy, chasing our women around.
Pardon me, sir, but nothing could be further from my mind. I'm just waiting for a dear, dear friend of mine.
I'm waiting for the man.
In 65, the Rounders met other beatnik intellectual thugs on East 10th Street who called themselves the Fugs. In April, they were recorded by Harry Smith, doing the punkiest songs yet to exist, lo-fi noisy shit about poetry, sex, and drugs.
I don't have a bedtime, I don't need to come, for I have become an amphetamine bum. If you don't like sleeping and don't want to screw, then you should take lots of amphetamines too.
Smith recorded two live Fugs sessions, including Tule Kupferberg's amazing nihilist song, Nothing.
Monday, nothing. Tuesday, nothing. Wednesday and Thursday, nothing. Friday for a change, a little more, nothing. Saturday, once more, nothing. Fucking nothing. Sucking nothing. Flesh and sex, nothing. Church and Times Square, all a lot of nothing. Nothing, 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 nothing.
Nothing, 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 nothing.
The fogs were real poets with real topics to speak out, and through the underground scene this crude music could leak out, beginning the punk idea that anybody could do it without needing much musical ability to it, and this new crude music was soon labeled Freak Out. In 66, the Fogs signed to New York label ESP. The same label put out a band called The Gods, spelled with a Z. The Gods accomplished the feat of making even the Fogs' music sound sweet, with the least musical folk rock racket in history. Far from the West Coast hippie scene, New York underground music was far from mainstream. It was intellectual, but noisy and hectic, and then the Velvet Underground went electric and made folk punk more beautiful and more extreme.
Hey, Tom, waiting for the man. A $26 in my hand. Up to Lexington, 125. Feel sick and dirty, more dead than alive. I'm waiting for the man.
Nothing could stem New York's strange folk-punk tide. In 68 came David Peel on the Lower East Side. He recorded an album in the street, screaming and sloppy. Danny Field signed him to Elektra, sold almost a million copies, with songs like I Like Marijuana and Up Against the Wall, Motherfucker, inside.
A mother, where is my father? Where is my brother?
Strangest of all, on East 10th Street in 68, were the duo Silver Apples, who managed to create two futuristic albums of noise, rhythm, and poetry, creative to the point of underground obscurity. It doesn't sound like punk or anything else, but it sounds great.
Oscillations, oscillations, electronic evocation, the sound reality. Spinning magnetic fluctuations, wave on wave configurations that dance between the poles of sound and bind my world to song.
The Stooges were a freak-out band in Detroit, and folks ignored them until Danny Fields brought them to New York and had John Cale from the Velvets record them. While most acid rock was turning into progressive, the Stooges instead pushed the raw and aggressive, and Iggy Pop sang about degradation and boredom.
1969, okay, all across the USA, another year for me and you, another year with nothing to do. Another year with nothing to do.
In 1970, David Peel's second album came, with some amazing songs and some a little lame. In most pre-punk histories, Peel gets forgot because he was a hippie singing songs about pop. But his second album is the first album with the real sound that electric punk rock became.
We are from the Lower East Side. We don't give a damn if we live or die. We are from the Lower East Side. We don't give a damn if we live or die.
And even though it was 7 years before it was something the Clash would do, Peel mixed punk with reggae and the amazing song I Want to Kill You.
One, two, three, four. It's all the people of the future generation.
In 71, Lester Bangs first writes the word punk to describe 60s enthusiastic teenage rock junk. 72, Lenny K. puts out the 60s garage comp Nuggets and coins the phrase punk rock in the liner notes of it, though punk rock would soon come to mean something different from what Lester and Lenny thunk.
They meant raw 60s pop songs. I feel depressed, I feel so bad, 'cause you're the best girl that I've ever had. I can't get your love, I can't get affection. Oh, little girl, psychotic reaction. And it feels like this.
Lenny K. was also a guitarist who began playing music with an East Side poet named Patti Smith, who would use it to mix wild poetry with simple rock stuff, like the Fugs in a way, but less rough. A postmodern way to take high art and low art and fuse it.
Jesus died for somebody's sins, not mine.
Gloria, Gloria.
72, 73 is when the New York Dolls start, mixing trash and drag fashion with a pure rock and roll heart. The David Johansen, Johnny Thunder sound mixed old-style simple rock with the new New York underground and sort of defined the moment when stupid on purpose became the new smart. Lower East Side began punk fashion as well, with ripped clothes and spiked hair worn by a poet named Richard Hell. Hell was in Television, The Neon Boys, The Heartbreakers, The Voidoids, and he wrote the song that gave the new 70s punk generation its first anthem yell.
I was screaming, get me out of here, before I was even born. It's such a gamble when you get a fish. It's fascinating to observe what the mirror does, but when I dine, it's for the wall that I set a place. Cause I belong to the blank generation, but oh, I can take it or leave it each time. I belong to the generation, but I can take it or leave it each time.
74, CBGB starts having punk shows with Television, Patti Smith, and the Ramones. 75, punk fanzine begins then. The whole thing moves over to England. England steals all the credit. That's how it goes. The end. This is Jeffrey Lewis, Jack Lewis, our friend Tyler. Thank you.
The history of punk on the Lower East Side. The complete history of the development of punk on New York's Lower East Side from 1950 to 1975. We start with Harry Smith in 1950, a beatnik weirdo living in New York City. His huge collections were insane, of Easter eggs and paper airplanes. And rare records, he had around 1,000,060. To change America through music was his hope, and to make some money because he was broke, he compiled a triple-decker compilation of songs from his records, released as the Smithsonian Anthology of American Folk.
On a Monday morning, just about 9 o'clock, make a drink in the really rock. Hear those women and cry, guess I'm going to die. What that said when that day it went down.
Smith's plan began to work as foretold. This weird music began to take hold. That sparked an interest in these forms of life underground from the norm, and soon millions of folk records were being sold. By the early 60s, Dylan, Bays, Phil Ochs were doing intellectualized copies of the old folks. Then one strange folk band downtown called the Holy Modal Rounders began to make it more anarchistic with weird voices and drug jokes.
Yeah. Ma's out there switching in the kitchen and dad's in the living room grossing and a bitching and I'm out here kicking the gong for euphoria, euphoria. When your mind starts wheeling and a walking, your inside voice starts squealing and a squawking, floating around on a belladonna cloud singing euphoria, euphoria. Underneath the table, he's sat making faces at a union label. You know, he picked his ears, he rolled his eyes, and whispered, euphoria, euphoria. When your mind starts squealing and a-walking, your inside a voice starts squealing and a-squawking, floating around on a belladonna cloud, singing, euphoria, euphoria. Back, I smiled at the serpent and he smiled back. I took a bite from the apple with two bites gone and shouted, euphoria, euphoria. When your mind starts wheeling and a-walking, your inside of course starts squealing and a-squawking, floating around on a belladonna cloud, singing, euphoria, euphoria.
In 64, that was. Then in 65, Lou Reed and John Cale in a Ludlow Street Dive had a similar musical spin, also on acoustic guitar and violin, with even more New York Street Jug Jive.
$6 in my hand.
In 65, the Rounders met other beatnik intellectual thugs on East 10th Street, who called themselves the Fugs. In April, they were recorded by Harry Smith doing the punkiest songs yet to exist, lo-fi noisy shit about poetry, sex, and drugs.
I don't have a bad time, I don't need to come, for I have become an amphetamine bomb. If you don't like sleeping and don't want to screw, and you should take lots of amphetamine too. Stimulant games can make life so sweet. I can walk down the street without moving my feet. My brain works so fleet, I can outwit the heat, and I never feel beat. And I don't need to eat. I'm always excited, I just love to walk. My jaws keep on moving and turning out talk. I love to draw pictures in layers and layers, and say the words backwards when I say my prayers. There's nine bouncing people in one little room. The vectors are threading eternity's loom. It's not bad for brain cells, the doctors proclaim. It's almost as safe as that good old cocaine.
Smith recorded two live Fug sessions, including Thule Kupferberg's amazing nihilist song, Nothing.
A little more nothing. Friday once more nothing. A Monday garnish, a dingstick garnish, Mittwoch and garnish garnish. Freitag for an oven a garnish, giggle a job as Freitag garnished. Lunes nada, Martes nada, Miércoles y Jueves nada, Viernes por cambio un poco más nada, Sábado otra vez nada. February nothing, March and April nothing, May and June a lot more nothing, July nothing, 29 nothing, 32 nothing, 39, 45 nothing, 1965 a whole lot of nothing, 1966 nothing, reading nothing, writing nothing, even arithmetic nothing, geography, philosophy, history nothing.
apology.
Nothing. Oh, Village Voice, nothing. New Yorker, nothing. Sang out in Folkways, nothing. Harry Smith and Allen Ginsberg, nothing.
Poetry, nothing. Music, nothing. Painting and dancing, nothing. The world's great books, a great set of nothing. Body and body, nothing.
Fucking nothing. Sucking nothing. Flesh and sex, nothing. Church and Times Square, all a lot of nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing.
Stevenson, nothing. A Humphrey, nothing. Averill Harriman, nothing. John Stuart Mill, nil. Franklin Delano, nothing. Carlos Marx, nothing. Engels, nothing. Bakunin, Kropotkin, nothing. Leonid Trotsky, lots of nothing. Stalin, less than nothing.
Nothing, 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 nothing.
A whole lot of
nothing. Nothing, lots of nothing. Nothing, 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 nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Nothing, 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 nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Nothing. Nothing, 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 lots of it. Nothing, 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 nothing.
Not a goddamn thing.
The Fugs were real poets with real topics to speak out, and through the underground scene this crude music could leak out, beginning the punk idea that anyone could do it without need much musical ability to it. And this new crude music was labeled Freak Out. In 66, the Fugs signed to New York label ESP. The same label put out a band called The Gods, with a Z. The Gods accomplished the feat of making even the Fugs' music sound sweet, with the least musical folk rock racket in history. Far from the West Coast hippie scene, New York underground music was far from mainstream. It was intellectual but noisy and hectic, and then the Velvet Underground went electric, and made folk punk even more beautiful and more extreme.
White boy, what you doing uptown? Hey, white boy,
Nothing could stem New York's strange folk punk tide. In 68 came David Peel and the Lower East Side. He recorded an album on the streets, screaming and sloppy. Danny Fields signed him to Elektra, sold almost 1 million copies, with songs like I Like Marijuana and Up Against the Wall, Motherfucker, inside.
Up Against the Wall, Motherfucker! Up against the wall, motherfucker. Up against the wall, motherfucker. Up against the wall, up against the wall. Up against the wall, motherfucker. La 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 la.
Yeah.
La 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 la.
Yeah.
Up against the wall, motherfucker. Up against the wall, up against the wall. Up against the wall. Up against the wall. Up against the wall. You motherfucker. Hey. Hey. Hey.
Strangest of all, on East 10th Street in 68, were the duo Silver Apples, who managed to create two futuristic albums of noise, rhythm, and poetry, creative to the point of underground obscurity. It doesn't sound like punk or anything else, but it sounds great. The Stooges were a freakout band in Detroit, and folks ignored them until Danny Fields brought them to New York and had John Cale from the Velvets record them. Almost acid rock was turning into progressive. The Stooges instead pushed the raw and aggressive, and Iggy Pop sang about degradation and boredom.
Wow.
69, okay. Walk across the USA. It's another year for me and you. Another year with nothing to do. It's another year for me and you. Another year with nothing to do. Now last year I was 21. I didn't have a lot of fun. And now I'm gonna be 22. I say oh my and a boo-hoo. Yeah, now I'm gonna be 22. Oh my and a boo-hoo. Well, it's 1969, okay. Walk across the USA. It's another year for me and you. Another year with nothing to do. And it's 1969. And it's 1969. It's 1969, baby. It's 1969, baby. It's 1969. It's 1969. It's 1969. It's 1969. It's
1970, David Peel's second album came, with some amazing songs and some a little lame. In most pre-punk histories, Peel gets forgot, because he was a hippie singing songs about pot. But his second album was the first album with the real sound that electric punk rock became.
Well, I think that my opinion about this here situation now is the way that people want to live their own business, and I wish to join it.
We are from the Lower East Side. We don't give a damn if we live or die. We are from the Lower East Side. We don't give a damn if we live or die. Everybody wants to do their own thing. Everybody wants to be another friend. We are not crazy. We give you all the facts. We are the underground. We like it like that. 'Cause we are from the Lower East Side. We don't give a damn if we live or die.
bite the knuckles, people we don't trust. Living on the east side, always getting high, hanging on St. Mark's Place every day and night. Cause we are from the Lower East Side. We don't give a damn if we live or die. We are from the Lower East Side. We don't give a damn if we live or die. Demonstrating hippies marching on the streets. Everybody the white knuckles, the police. Busting, fighting, playing funny games. Runaways and teeny but flying the billing name. But we are from the Lower East Side. We don't give a damn if we live or die. We are from the Lower East Side. We don't give a damn if we live or die.
And even though it was 7 years before it was something The Clash would do, Peel mixed punk with reggae on the amazing song, I Wanna Kill You.
Jack all the people of the future generation. We've got to change the world before annihilation. I want to buy a rifle, gonna get a gun, going up to kill you and I'll have a little fun. I am about to murder you, I'm going to attack. I am about to kill you, you're the monkey on my back. I want to kill you. Kill, kill, kill. I want to kill you. Kill, kill, kill.
I want to kill your mother and I want to kill your wife. Want to kill your father and his son, I'll take his life. I am very crazy, dear, I've got to do my job. Mind is very hazy when it's higher than my gut. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. chance. Better start you running, cause my mind is in a trance. I've got the power and I've also got the will. I am not to get you for your life I want to kill. I want to kill you.
Kill! Kill! Kill!
I want to kill you.
Kill! Kill! Kill!
I want to kill your enemies. I want to kill your friends. I want to kill your families, I want you for the end. I am very lonely, dear, I've got to do my thing. I am not to kill you, so you won't have anything. I want to kill you.
Kill! Kill! Kill!
I want to kill you.
Kill!
In 71, Lester Bangs first writes the word punk to describe 60s enthusiastic teenage rock junk. 72, Lenny Kaye puts out the 60s garage comp Nuggets and coins the phrase punk rock in the liner notes of it. Though punk rock would soon come to mean something different from what Lester and Lenny thunk. They meant raw 60s punk songs. Lenny Kaye was also a guitarist who began playing music with an East Side poet named Patti Smith who would use it to mix wild poetry with simple rock stuff, like the Fugs in a way, but less rough. A postmodern way to take high art and low art and fuse it.
Jesus died for somebody's sins, but not mine. Milton, pot of thieves, wild cord on my sleeve, thick heart of stone, my sins my own, they belong to me, me. People say beware, but I don't care. Look at the window, see a sweet young thing hopping on the parking meter, leaning on the parking meter. Oh, she looks so good. Oh, she looks so fine. And I got this crazy feeling, and then I'm gonna make a mind. Oh, I put my spell on her. Here she comes, walking down the street. Here she comes. She comes, wasn't you the whole in a pictures? Oh, she looks so good. Oh, she looks so fine. And I got this crazy feeling. And I'm gonna make my mind. And I hear this knocking at my door. Hear this knocking at my door.
You took the beat.
72 and 73 was when the New York Dolls start, mixing trash and drag fashion with a pure rock and roll heart. That David Johansen and Johnny Thunder sound mixed old-style simple rock with the new New York underground, and sort of defined the moment when Stupid on Purpose became the new smart. Lower East Side began punk fashion as well, with ripped clothes and spiked hair worn by a poet named Richard Hell. Hell was in Television, the Neon Boys, the Heartbreakers, the Voivodes, and he wrote the song that gave the new 70s punk generation its first anthem yell.
Take it or leave it each time. Well, I belong to the generation it or leave it each time. Well, I belong to the generation, but I can take it or leave it each time.
'74, CBGB starts having punk shows with Television, Patti Smith, and the Ramones. '75, punk fanzine begins, and the whole thing moves over to England. England steals all the credit. That's how it goes. The end.